It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
And good morning to you. It's Charlie Potter, your host of the Great Outdoors show here on WGN Radio as we click into Sunday morning. And if you're headed to the deer stand, it's the last day of the second deer season. Be careful. And for the rest of you, December has been in full force, seems like, for about the last 6 weeks. And, of course, now that we've had the wicked cold, now we're going to moderate a little bit. But basically, the migration for birds is, a lot of them's gone through. But it's time to move forward, both on the calendar as we look at the new year, and also as we prepare for the holiday season, which is just around the corner. This morning's show, I'm going to have a guy in the air that I've had many, many times through the years. Dan Ferris, but I have a reason for having Dan on this morning, and that is there's some really exciting news in the outdoor world, particularly here in the Midwest, and I'm pleased that Dan shared it with me the other day, and I thought it would be great to share with you wherever you're listening. It's something that'll be of interest to you, and there's a new day in outdoor communications, and with that, Dan, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Charlie.
Well, Dan, I've known you, a long time. Bill Cullerton introduced us probably 20 years ago or more. So
long time ago, yep.
When I saw you the other day, you told me you had some great news. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, Midwest Outdoors, for the first time in 47 years, has changed hands. There's new ownership, and I am the publisher of Midwest Outdoors now, and we're moving forward with a facelift on the magazine, an upgrade on the website. We're developing some new social media platforms. The television show is going to be have some new features on it. So we're excited. We're finding new ways to communicate information to people living in the Midwest who love to fish and hunt.
Well, that's a tall order because there are lots of us, and we have varied geographic interests and varied hunting interests, whether deer hunting or squirrel hunting or fishing. But overall, the Midwest Outdoors has become an institution, been done very well, and you've been involved with it for a long time. Dan, I guess let me ask if I can, what made you decide in this era when publications are going out of business left and right that there was a future for a publication like Midwest Outdoors? And it's more than a publication. So what was your business concept, I guess?
Well, I think when it comes to magazines, especially special interest magazines, lifestyle magazines, the rule of thumb doesn't follow. If you're Time Magazine, if you're Newsweek, if you're a daily newspaper, yeah, you've fallen on some difficult times. But in the lifestyle category, there's still room for growth. People love to get information. There's many surveys out there that show that magazines for sportsmen is still the number one source of how they get their information. And I'm bullish on print, but it is a changing day and age, so we're looking at options like developing a digital edition of Midwest Outdoors, which will be coming in 2015, incorporating social media, incorporating the website, incorporating the video that we produce for the television show, as well as on our YouTube channel, making them all work together. So, for example, we've got a new feature that we're bringing into the magazine, and we're going to be talking with fishing legends and high-profile fishermen who maybe are hot on the tournament trail or maybe celebrities who love to fish that are not necessarily thought of as normally within the industry itself. And they have a lot of information that they can pass on to people. And that's going to be an interview feature in the magazine, question and answer. But most of these interviews go so long that the articles would be too vast to print in the magazine. So in addition to being on the magazine, we're going to have podcasts of those interviews on MidwestOutdoors.com that can be downloaded. So there's an example of how we're taking two different media types and making them work together so that the outdoorsman can enjoy it any number of ways.
Is the outdoor industry growing in your view, Dan?
I don't think it's growing. I think that the people who love to fish and hunt are more involved with it. But I don't think there are as many people coming into the sport as there could be and should be. Well, I think a lot of it's because we're not reaching out to younger people.
Well, that's where I was gonna head next with you, because you and I know many of the same people, and we have a lot of the same discussions, and we're all, as this show has been for years now, talking about the next generation and how do we get our kids, and not only our kids, but the kids of our friends, interested in the outdoors. And it seems like we have so many impediments. We don't have enough time in three shows to talk about what are perceived to be all the obstacles. But I maybe ask you a little bit, what do you see some of the success opportunities? What are some of the opportunities, rather than talking about all the problems, that a publication like Midwest Outdoors can do to attract the next generation or younger people to the outdoors?
Well, I think one of the things is to ask them what they're looking for, be in contact with them, find out what types of things they're interested in when it comes to outdoors. One of the things that we see really taking off are some of these high school and college bass circuits. They're really attracting a lot of young people to the sport, and that can go viral. You know, people, once they're active, their friends will find out and they'll get involved with fishing as well. And the same with hunting. There's a lot of shooting competitions and archery competitions at that level. Same thing holds true. And I think also the media types are important. If you look at the number of users, for example, who get their information from cell phones, it's not real high. But among that young group, let's say the 15 to 34, that's a huge way for them to get their information, is via the cell phone or via tablet. So those are ways, I think, that need to be used in order to reach out and reach those young people and keep them involved in fishing, get them involved in fishing, teach them about hunting, teach them about safety. It's the way I think that things are going to be moving in the future if we're going to protect and bring more people into the sports.
So the whole fishing in the schools and fishing clubs has exploded. I'm aware of half a dozen schools that are doing this now. And a few years ago, it didn't exist. So that interest, and I watched some of the kids that are doing this, and Dan, you know, it may not be your quarterback on the football team, although in one case it is, but by and large, you know, these are people who love the outdoors, and it gives them an opportunity to have access. Do you see, for instance, a Midwest Outdoors and what you're trying to do, being able to help organize a whole movement towards archery in the schools, and the phrase is terrible, but shooting in the schools, shooting sports, and enabling schools to develop clubs where they go to trap and skeet ranges and they go fishing? It strikes me, Dan, that there is no impediment to kids going to a trap and skeet range and learning how to shoot and having a ton of fun with all the clay games that are out there. The only impediment is people taking them or communicating those opportunities.
Oh, I think it's once the kids try it, I think they're hooked. It's getting them out there the first time that's difficult. And, you know, you talk about their virtual reality of the video games they play with. Well, we're talking about reality. And when you get a kid out to a range and he's actually doing it for the first time, that's exhilarating. The first time a kid catches a big fish, he's got something on that other line tugging away, that's exhilarating. And you can't match that with video games. The problem is, how do you get them out of the house to try it to begin with? And that's one of our key goals. And I think, as you mentioned before, these schools, I think these clubs and these through the schools are a great way to reach these kids.
Well, I would extend here, in listening to the direction you're going, I would extend that I would love to help you. WGN Radio and the Great Outdoors Show, we've done a lot for kids in the outdoors. If you give us some avenues to help promote connecting with Midwest Outdoors for those people listening and into the future, ways for kids to learn about outdoor experiences through Midwest Outdoors and some opportunities, I bet you, Dan, you and I can find some interesting programs that other people could pick up and take across the state and really across the Midwest.
Well, I think you're right. And I think the second part of this is being able to communicate it. You know, one of the things that we're facing when, you know, I've surveyed a lot of these young kids to find out what they're looking for, and they view Midwest Outdoors as their father's magazine or their father's TV show. So we're doing some things to broaden that reach. We're going to have some things in the magazine that are going to appeal more to young people. They love the idea of access. Shore fishing is a huge thing because that gives them access. You know, when you're 15, 20 years old, you can't afford a boat, very few. And if they can go shore fishing, though, that gives them access to the sport. So that's one of the things that we're looking at. How can we give them more information on shore fishing? Well, we've got a couple of bank fishing columns going in. We're going to have some maps that will show some shore fishing access that they can take advantage of. So these are all things that are little in their own way, but I think multiplied over time, they'll make a big difference.
Dan, let's take a break. We're visiting with Dan Ferris, who is long time been involved with Midwest Outdoors. And Dan, now you sign the paychecks, so you pay a little more attention maybe, but what an opportunity for the outdoor industry, Dan, to have you assume the mantle there. We'll be back in just a minute, and then I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the outdoor industry, some of the trends that you see. We're visiting with Dan Ferris, the new publisher of Midwest Outdoors, and you're listening to Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first a message from our Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
A great outdoor experience begins with great equipment. The kind of equipment that delivers everything you need and can take tough conditions in stride. Well, put the 2014 Chevy Silverado on the top of that list. The all-new Silverado underwent 13 million miles of vigorous testing to make sure you've got a truck that's stronger and smarter than ever before. Chevy Silverado Max Trailering Package gives Silverado 12,000 pounds of trailering capacity. That's best in class. You can't find a better pickup. And every 2014 Silverado comes with 2 years, 24,000 miles of free scheduled maintenance, roadside assistance, and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. It all adds up to the best pickup coverage in America. So if you're looking for the perfect hunting partner, see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer and a 2014 Chevy Silverado. Power, performance, safety. It's as big as the great outdoors.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. I hope you're enjoying the show. And if you're just joining us, Dan Ferris, the new publisher of Midwest Outdoors, Midwest Television, whole new era in communications in the outdoors, is my guest. And I've known Dan for a long time. So I wish you the very best of luck. And the things you were talking about in the first part of the show, I actually think they're pretty exciting because we have a guy in you who's in tune with the next generation, and it's going to take a change in the whole communication of how wonderful the outdoors are to get kids away from their video games and out to experience some of the things you and I've been talking about. So I wish you luck. But let me ask you, as you venture forward, Dan, you look at the industry, a lot of gray hair, a lot of places. You go to the Northbrook Gun Club, which I love, and you don't see a lot of kids there. So how is the industry going to help get people fishing and into the outdoors at a younger age? What do you think some of the things the industry might do to help Midwest Outdoors communicate your grow the audience message?
Well, you know, that's a good question because this has been a topic of conversation in the industry for, it's got to be 20 years. I can remember many years ago talking about this very thing, and it's probably only gotten worse since then. But first off, I think that parents and especially grandparents are going to be a good conduit to this. There's a lot of people that are now with aging kids or becoming empty nesters or the grandparents that have land. They've got hunting land. They've got fishing properties up in Wisconsin or in Minnesota or in Michigan. And what a great way to utilize the resource by getting kids involved with family trips. And I think that's one avenue that's going to make a difference. I think another one, go ahead.
I was going to say, can you, Dan, could you, through your programming, your internet, Midwest Outdoors, television, the things you're going to do on the web and your magazine, could you ever connect people with landowners? I think one of the problems we have is that many of our listeners today might say, I'd love to go fishing, but I just don't know where to go.
I think it's absolutely crucial to connect people with the resources. I mean, they need to know where to go, what to use, how to use it. That's when we say helping people enjoy the outdoors, that's our motto. That's what we mean. And where to go is number one. And part of the thing that we can do as a publication, as a television show, our digital media properties, is to let people know about various lakes and access points, whether they have a boat or they want to shore fish. If they're hunting, that's a little more difficult. There's less and less public land, as you know, especially around the Chicago area. It's getting more and more difficult to find. But I think if people knew about those areas, that would give them an opportunity to get out and do some hunting, do some fishing that they might not otherwise do, because most people can't, they don't have enough time to spend hours driving, you know, out into the sticks where they can do some nice hunting or some nice fishing. If they can break away and find some place within an hour's drive of their house, now we've got something.
So, your television show, Midwest Outdoors, it's very well known. Where does it air and when does it air now?
Well, we're on about 28 stations throughout the upper Midwest and Chicagoland. You can see us three times a week. We're on Comcast Sportsnet Thursdays at 12:30 in the afternoon during the lunch hour. We're on TLN cable on Saturdays at 7 a.m. And we're on Channel 62 on 5 o'clock Saturday evenings, which we've been on. We've had a show in that time slot in Chicago straight through for the past 25 years.
Well, it's well
received. Also,
go ahead.
Oh, Dan. Yeah. I was going to say we're also on satellite dish and DirecTV via Pursuit Channel, and we're on three times a week on that station as well. So you can watch us quite a few times during the week if you've got the right setup.
Well, the great thing is, Dan, I've always been told I have a great face for radio. You have a great face and voice for television. So you're way ahead of me. But, Dan, we got about a minute and a half left. As you think about what made the big financial commitment to own your own, in this case, publication communications company, how would you sum up a year from now where you'd like to be?
Well, as an organization, I think we'd like to be more involved with some of the causes in the industry, which cause number one is getting more people involved in fishing and hunting. Secondly, we'd like that magazine to grow in circulation. We're making a lot of features changes. The January issue is the relaunch. I think people are going to like what they see. We're still going to be on newsprint. We're still going to have a lot of the same features we've always had, but we're going to have some new things, and I think people will appreciate that. So growing the circulation, growing our TV audience, which gives us a broader platform and more ability to reach out to some of these people and get more people involved in the sport.
Well, Dan, I think it's great that we have, if you will, a whole new communications focus with you in Midwest Outdoors. You can do a lot of good for the outdoor industry. And for those of you listening, Dan, what's the best way to get in touch with you? MidwestOutdoors.com? How would you like them to do it?
Oh, I suppose they can get a hold of us at info@MidwestOutdoors.com.
Okay.
Or they can always call our 800 number, 1-800-606-FISH.
Info at Midwest Outdoors. Thank you so much, .com. Dan, we're up against the timeline. I appreciate you being with us. All the best of luck. It's great to see you fully engaged in the outdoor industry.
Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate the time, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Charlie Potter signing off on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.